Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, back in this hour with our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us courtesy of his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology, where lots of people go to get the input, whether it be live in the office or whether it be with telemedicine. The connection is easy to make, and you'll hear, if this is the first time listening to this program, why so many people are interested in Ken's point of view. It's not only his method, but it's his knowledge. It's all combination of things. That's why he's on this program and has been for a long time. You can reach him at his office to make an appointment, 352-735-1400. Okay, the big focus this week, hitting us like a ton of bricks, is the update on Delta and what toll it's taking, and your advice to people who have not had shots yet. Let's start with all of the collective information that you have on what's going on with the Delta variant, Ken.
Let me start by saying, if anyone knows me, they know I'm not an alarmist. And they know no one more than me wants to get back to my life and live my life. And I know that I'm not in the lane of many people on this information that I'm about to deliver. And I'm only delivering it because I'm looking out for all of you. And believe me, no one's more troubled by this than me. I personally, starting the last week of May, throughout the entire month of June, was not wearing a mask whenever I went inside to a public event. And I, in June, went to a number of public events indoors. And I thought, wow, my life is getting back to normal. The only time I was wearing my mask was in a medical facility by CDC guidelines, and continued doing that and never took the mask off in the office or in a hospital. And everything changed during the July 4th weekend. I started hearing from too many people who both had been vaccinated and unvaccinated, and this is especially difficult to the people who are unvaccinated, but I started hearing about amazing numbers of people suddenly getting COVID, all ages, very quickly, and occurring especially in people unvaccinated, but even in some people getting what we call breakthrough cases, people getting COVID who had been vaccinated. And usually these breakthrough cases are mild, but in people who are on immunodeficiency states because they're getting certain drugs, chemotherapy, they have rheumatoid arthritis and they're getting these strong immunosuppressant drugs, these people were getting breakthrough in a moderate to severe manner. And the symptoms of COVID from Delta variant are different. So if you think you know about COVID-19, forget it, you don't. Because this Delta is a different disease. You got to relearn everything you knew and forget what you knew because it's new. Usually how this presents, the starting symptoms someone might have with Delta variant are different. They're usually like a cold, runny and stuffy nose, sore throat, and headache. Unlike what we saw with the original COVID, which was fever, persistent cough, and loss of taste or smell. Now, with Delta, you can get these traditional symptoms, but you more likely will get what seems to be just the cold. Other symptoms that have been noted with the Delta variant are stomach pain, loss of appetite, vomiting, nausea, joint pain, and hearing loss. I have had too many disturbing calls since the July 4th weekend of people telling me that they have never felt so bad in their life. And these are mostly people who have been not vaccinated. Classic example, they go for the July 4th weekend out to another state. They come back to Florida. Everybody with them has COVID. They get to their house. People who aren't with them, everyone in the house immediately has COVID. This bug is much more contagious. 225% more contagious, and it's more virulent. It's more deadly, and it affects ages, all ages. I've had a number of families who've had infants to older teenagers, 2 months to 19-year-olds. They came back to Florida. Every single one of them in the house immediately had it. So this is not just a disease of the elderly. It's not a disease where they're safe. Where I am, and this is happening everywhere across the country, there are youngsters in the intensive care unit as we speak because they're in critical condition because of Delta. This is a totally different disease. So what have I done about this? Well, I am advising to talk to your provider immediately. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated, Moderna or Pfizer. Talk to your provider about that vaccine. Also, I have for myself started wearing masks whenever I go inside into any public event. I stopped doing it. I am now doing it. Also, stay aware of any recommendation regarding boosters. Already in Israel, as we speak, they are giving out a third shot. People have had the two, the mRNA, either Moderna or Pfizer. They're giving out a third booster to those.
Is it the same material? Is it the same
it's from
construct? Yeah, but is it the same as the first two? I mean, all those shots are the same.
It's an mRNA vaccine that's specific for the Delta variant.
I understand. It's a variant. It's a new shot.
It's a new shot.
Can we get it here in America?
Well, stay tuned because the CDC and the FDA continue to say that it's not yet indicated, but the problem
is... they're using it in Israel? Why would that be?
The Israeli data shows that in 6 to 12 months, many of us start having our antibody levels decline. And they are actively studying it. The Israelis have not yet recommended the third shot for everybody, but stay tuned because by the time you hear this broadcast, they may be. But as of this moment when we're broadcasting, the Israelis are recommending it only for immunodeficient patients, people at very high risk. And, for example, you've had an organ transplant, you're on immunosuppressants. They're that group, definitely.
All right. So this is a different approach, if you will, to this information. Ken was talking about all the various cases. I'll use one as an example. Mississippi has seven children in an ICU this week. Two of them are on life support. They're battling a severe COVID case. But yet you see I'm looking at three or four different bits and pieces of information, Ken, suggesting the Delta variant is easy to get, but it's not as dangerous as the first one. That sounds like you don't agree with that.
Absolutely misinformation. I don't know what you're reading, but it's just please don't broadcast that because that is absolutely wrong. This is much, much more contagious and it's more deadly. Ask anybody who's had it. They'll tell you I can't say everybody, but I have listened to people crying to me over the phone, tough, stoic people who show no emotion ever. And it's painful to me and just unbelievably tears my heart out, painful listening to people cry to me over the phone that they feel the worst they ever have in their lives. What can they do? These are mostly unvaccinated. If you get vaccinated and you get a breakthrough case, most likely you can have a mild case. And it's important to get vaccinated so you have the mild case if you have a breakthrough case. But the people really... who are in really bad shape are the people who have not been vaccinated and get the Delta variant. And, you know, talk to somebody who's had it. And I've talked to too many of them already in the past couple of weeks. And and I've been talking to people since this all started back in February, March of 2020. This is a different bug.
All right, so I want to talk about the politics of it in a matter of moments as well. Plus, Ken has some information on the numbers of people who are dying from COVID and how many of them had diabetes, who are overweight, et cetera, et cetera. I use that as a launching pad to have you think about your weight and your well-being as we now seem to be getting back into a discussion of the serious issues that cause or make people vulnerable to having the COVID. And certainly one of them is being overweight. Diabetes usually happens when you are overweight. So let's see if we can't get your thinking once again about how to curb that weight using Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural completely. That's why I talk about it, because it falls into my own wheelhouse, and therefore I'm credible talking about it, because it is something that I do every single day. And I do it not to lose weight necessarily. I do it because it has other benefits. When you look at the contents, the collagen protein, the digestive enzyme, the aloe vera, all of that stuff really helps you to rebuild your body, repair your body after you've lost weight. That's something we all, especially as we get older, need to be very cognizant of. So go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrim. Look at the special deals. Look at the people who have had great experience with this. There's so many different examples. Plus, you can have a Q&A session with someone who's a counselor there. You can have a direct contact, getting advice, etc. And when you use the DJV code at checkout, you can get 3 months supply free, plus free shipping. All part of the connection here. Very important that we do a good job telling you the story so that you'll be able to maintain your health and well-being. It's not a lot of work. It's a lot of focus, however. You can get the focus, get your focus straightened out by going to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. When you order the product, check out with the DJV code for big savings.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Introducing Ellipsa, the largest e-reader ever from Kobo. With a 10.3-inch screen, it's about two-thirds bigger than the Kobo Forma. And Ellipsa comes with some really amazing features. Ramesh Mantha from Kobo has more.
It's a bundle because it comes with our brand new Ellipsa e-reader, a sleep cover, as well as something really exciting, which is a stylus.
And a stylus allows you to take notes right on your e-reader.
So being able to write on, mark up what you're reading is really a core aspect of it. But if you can write on the device, you probably also want to just have a notepad. So we also give you the opportunity to just have a blank notepad to write whatever you want. In addition, the notepad has the advanced mode, which actually lets you convert your handwriting into text.
To check out the Ellipsa, head over to Kobo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Back for a moment with Dr. Ken. The political side of this, I have mentioned on the air a couple of times, and it's not that there's no secret to the fact, there's nothing wrong with who you voted for and who Jack Stockwell, who's the other contributor to DJV Health, voted for. You both voted for the same person, but you didn't. It isn't political in terms of how it is that you view the mask and the shots and all that other stuff. The people who continue to talk about politics in regard to this are muddying the waters, Ken, I think.
This is a new disease. I am not talking about politics at all. this is a new disease, and you gotta get the politics out of it.
Right. All right. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. Next is a focus, if you will, specifically on diabetes. That's next here.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Dr. Ken, from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekend overview of what's going on in the world of medicine. Ken, a traditional cardiologist, preventative cardiologist. So a lot of your patients have diabetes. A lot of them are overweight. What's the stat now in terms of who's dying from this?
Okay, before we go on to a new topic, I just need to say a few other things about COVID and the Delta variant. If you think you have symptoms of COVID, the Delta variant, because a lot of people are going to get symptoms and they're going to feel like they have a cold, the key is don't go to the medical facility unless you are severely ill. You want to call and get advice. You don't want to present and get it. And this is very contagious, and you don't want to present without first calling so that people are prepared for you and you get instructions on what to do. So if you think you might have COVID, first call ahead to the facility and get instructions on what to do. The only time when you need to get out real quickly is when your oxygen saturation drops, you can't breathe, then you got to get to the nearest emergency room. And I would recommend that everybody know where the nearest emergency room is that gives the monoclonal antibody infusion. That was the infusion that saved President Trump's life. And when things are not going well, that's what you need as soon as possible. And not every emergency room in the country has the monoclonal antibody infusion, but it would be best if everyone knows where the nearest facility is. So if you need it suddenly, you're not looking at 2 in the morning for the place that has it. You know where to go, and you get right there. That's the only time when you want to get to the facility immediately. If you have symptoms, unless they're serious, critical, just call ahead so people can get prepared for you. Usually this can be managed over the phone. I'm using the Eastern Virginia University Medical School protocol for early treatment, outpatient treatment, with ivermectin, and there's a number of other supplements and aspirin. And this early outpatient protocol is what I'm using, and I think this is as good as it gets, what we know right now based on the science, but call ahead. Don't just present yourself unless you're critically ill. If you are critically ill, go to the emergency room immediately, hopefully one that has available the IV infusion monoclonal antibody.
Well, one of the things that most of the doctors I know of, they don't let you come into the office now unless you've got an appointment and you've been cleared. They'll ask you questions on the phone. Do you feel this way or that way? The usual questions about COVID. All right. So let's deal with the people who are dying that have had diabetes. This is something that, again, from your expertise as a cardiologist, you're probably seeing all the time.
Well, what is important for people to know, Doug, 2 in 1,000 Americans have already died from the original COVID-19, which is not as virulent as the new strain, the Delta variant. And there are, unfortunately, other variants behind coming from elsewhere, other variants coming. But already 2 in every 1,000 Americans have died. And this could, and 95% of these people could have been saved by having been vaccinated. And what we're learning is that 2 in 5 of the people in America who died of COVID-19 had diabetes. So diabetes, obesity, any immunologic problem, emphysema, chronic heart disease, these are all increasing your risk for severe COVID.
All right. Next up, a look at a number of people who are going. This sounds like, you know, we're talking about serious stuff here, but also the side of it that people are going to wonder, okay, am I going to have to wear masks again? Are we going to distance? Are we going to shut down businesses? I don't think the American public will stand for businesses being shut down and schools being shut down, but maybe it is smart to wear masks and be conscious. Things to think about as we continue another half hour here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this week's DJV Health. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The former ambassador to the UN is speaking out about the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We're back with the second half hour of his portion of DJV Health. Now we'll move up into another discussion of another part, another aspect of this COVID. I was thinking as things went down before July 4th, as you were saying, Ken, we were getting away from COVID. We were COVID-ed out, if that's a word. But now it's jumping back into the spotlight.
We all have COVID fatigue. We all thought it was leaving. And we're all hoping that we don't shut down, and we're hoping that we can thread
the public
this needle
won't stand
and
for
keep
it
open.
The public
and,
won't stand for it. Again.
I'm certainly not calling for that. I'm calling for people to talk to their providers about getting vaccinated. And if you want to wear a mask, it would be fine. And just stay tuned in case this third booster becomes indicated. But at minimum, talk to your doctors about getting vaccinated.
All right. I just wonder if the FDA isn't slow. I mean, we all talk about how quickly the vaccine was prepared and available. Really never had FDA approval per se, but everybody said, okay, let's go. And now
it will in the next few months, at least the Moderna and the Pfizer will definitely get FDA approval. It has emergency use approval. The flu vaccines don't ever get formal approval. They're always approved each year on an emergency use. So using emergency use from the FDA is not an unusual mode for vaccine approval. But at least the Moderna and the Pfizer, I guarantee you, will be approved this summer.
Well, if that's the case, so going back to Israel and what they're doing there, if it's good enough for the Israelis, who are usually smarter at this sort of thing than almost any other country on the planet, why is the FDA holding back or lagging behind, if you will, in their looking at this third shot?
Well, Israel also has not yet... I read the statement. They are really smart about this, and they're one of the most vaccinated countries.
94% of the people in that country have been vaccinated.
Well,
94%. Imagine that.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Where did you see that statistic? Because I saw a little lower one. But regardless of what it is, they are one of the most vaccinated countries in the world. And their health minister, as of yesterday, keeps saying that we're looking at this, we're analyzing this daily, and we're not yet calling to give it to everybody. But again, I'm telling you, they're making this decision on the day-to-day, on the data, and it wouldn't surprise me by in the next few days if they do call to give it to everybody. But they have they're ahead of us because they have said, yes, we do need to give it to those who are immunodeficient. You know, I think WHO is giving pushback. I hope our FDA and CDC is not responding, and this is becoming politics. But WHO is on record as saying we can't give out a third booster. We have to focus on giving out the first and second to the poorer countries of the world. And
the WHO is run by the Chinese.
It wouldn't be a good use of resources. So the pushback is coming from the WHO.
Right. Okay, not surprising. Now, the number of people who are needing hospital care, this is changing with the Delta, is it? The number of people and the ages, I guess probably that's an overview we ought to make as well, right?
What you're looking at is a publication in JAMA Network opened July 13th of this year, and that is based on the original strain, not the new Delta variant. It's only new in the sense that it's now at least 50% of cases where you live and where I live. And it was first recognized in April of 2020 from India, and it's new in the sense that it's now becoming the dominant strain. And the data that you're looking at from this report, July 13th, that one in five people with COVID-19 in America need hospital care, that's based on the original strain, not the Delta variant strain, which is much more contagious, much more virulent. So these numbers, if people don't get vaccinated, are going to be much worse. And that's the only thing that's going to save us is getting vaccinated.
All right. You're making that very clear. And that's good to underscore it. There's sort of with that, the fact that, and in my observation now, the Delta variant seems to be widening the gulf between the people who are vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated. And even though the people who don't believe in it don't believe the government, they don't trust anything, they, according to you and now many others, are leaving themselves wide open.
It's going to tear through them. And they need to realize that this is a new disease and forget what they heard and what they think and what their knowledge is of COVID, because this is a new disease. It's going to tear through them and their family as it has. I've already witnessed it myself with the calls, the hysterical calls I've gotten all week.
Wow. You were mentioning also that it started in India, but it's taken its toll in England, right? The Delta variant went through England. Now pretty much everybody changed their tune over there 180
Correct.
Degrees. So that,
Correct.
You know, at first Boris, what's his face, didn't want to have anybody vaccinated because with him it was politics. But then he learned the hard way himself. He had a pretty bad case of it, didn't he?
Once
remember that?
He did have a hard case. I don't know if he had the variant or the original strain, but he had a hard case. And once you get exposed, you and your family, to Delta variant, you're going to change your opinion about what to do about this because it is so different. I know of a person who works from home, and the only time they went out to see anybody was to go to the grocery store for 1 hour. And they picked it up that way, working from home 100%. But this is somebody who was vaccinated, but is also immunodeficient because they have rheumatoid arthritis and they're on strong medication that suppresses the immune system. So and this is a breakthrough case. So the people who are at big risk for the breakthrough, the people who have problems with their immune system, most of us who get breakthrough, who've been vaccinated, will get a mild case. And it's so important to get vaccinated because the breakthrough case will be much less severe.
All right. In a moment, because Ken is a cardiologist, let's talk about the information that's around on what effect COVID has on your heart rate. In the meantime, let's talk about you getting a good night's rest. The BOGO deal now at MyPillow.com this week is focused on those sheets, the cotton in these Giza Dream sheets that now are made at the factory in Minnesota. Everything, by the way, in the product catalog at MyPillow.com is made in America. So I guess I would put your imagination into gear. Think about sliding into these sheets. I have them on my bed. It's like it's a sateen kind of feeling, very smooth and cool. Love them at this time of year when it's hot. The cotton comes from the Giza area where the pyramids are in Egypt. Cool stuff, literally and figuratively. Luxurious, comfortable. You'll sleep like a dream. And it's good because it's available in lots of different colors and sizes. All of the things in the MyPillow catalog are machine washable and dryable. All the sheets come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee on everything, everything, everything in the MyPillow catalog. So check it out. The Giza Dream Sheets BOGO deal. Buy two, pay for one at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets right now for one low price. Free shipping, too. That's if you use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Okay, so as you are a cardiologist practicing in Florida at your clinic, Lake Cardiology, you are under the impression, well, you certainly have studied it. That's one of the things I like about Ken is he brings to us every week all the work he's done in studying the various journals of medicine to see what information is in there that applies to you and me. And so anybody, we all have to be conscious of our heart rate. I guess the average is 65 to 72 beats per minute, right? Isn't it to have
your heart rate? The right answer on the test would be 60 to 100.
Oh, yeah.
And for the heart rate. And this is one of the issues of long haulers. COVID has these symptoms that just don't go away. They last for months. And that's another issue with the Delta variant is there's going to be a lot of long haulers. And long haulers occur.
What does that mean? What does long haulers mean?
Long haulers means that you have symptoms of COVID that go on for months. They just don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about 10% of people, at least with the original strain, get these symptoms. Trouble with memory, anxiety, muscle aches, joint aches, people losing their hair. This goes on and on and just doesn't go away. At least 10% of people who had original strain got so-called long haulers. And the concern is with the Delta variant, even more people are going to get long haulers. And long haulers occurs in people who have mild cases also. So you don't have to have a severe case. It's estimated that probably 25% of people who are hospitalized get long haulers, and 10% of everybody else who have even the mild cases. So what we see in people who have COVID is that many, for 2 to 3 months after the original diagnosis, their heart rates are going up, and they're just not coming down when they should, and they're going up inappropriately. They get palpitations, they feel their heart race, and this can go on for 2 to 3 months. And it can be a nuisance. Sometimes you need medication to suppress this. I've had a few patients I've had to start beta blockers so that they're comfortable with this. We're not totally sure why this occurs. It's a reaction to something, and it's a reaction to the body just not yet totally at peace and continuing to fight this infection.
All right, so there's an article in a German health magazine this week that suggests through its headline that children are, quote, being gassed with carbon dioxide because of the masks. Some of the masks, this is the German medical journal, and I wonder what you're thinking about that. They warn about risk of hypoxia, which is, what, deprivation of oxygen, isn't it?
Right.
Going to school, children wearing masks. So what's your read on that information?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the child. I think it depends on the activity. And you know, you have to, and it depends on where you are. There's no one size fits all for COVID. And now with Delta, and you have to give out individualized information. And also the masks are all different. I myself had to shop a number of manufacturers and types because they're made with all different kinds of materials, and I know so many people who are bothered by certain brands from different original countries making them, and you have to shop around and find what's comfortable for you because they are all different.
Mm-hmm. I like the cloth ones, frankly. I don't like those blue ones because it does seem to fragmentate. You get little fragments of that stuff in your mouth and in your nose. But there are others around. There's a couple that I don't even remember what the brands are. I just think that there are. You want to get the ones probably made out of cloth, or they have at least two layers in them, right? in order
well,
to protect
his heart? I like at least a three-layered mask, and you have to go and try them and see what's comfortable.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Up next on DJV Health, questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen as we move ahead. It's 10 before the hour.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. So here is a question about Alzheimer's. There is apparently a new artificial intelligence that can tell whether or not you have Alzheimer's by making a phone call. Is that really something that's possible?
This is very exciting, Doug. This is new technology that, based on the speech pattern, analyzes the speech pattern and allows the computers, if you will, to determine if the person has Alzheimer's. They look at the word choices. They look at the intensity of the speech, the speed of the speech, the pauses in the speech, and the appropriateness of the speech. And by analyzing all these factors, they can diagnose whether you have Alzheimer's.
Pretty amazing. Is it true that over-the-counter pain medications are linked to risks in pregnancy? I ask that question because I have my son and his wife are expecting their first child, a boy, And I'm eager to tell the experience that I've had this week looking at a colored ultrasound of this baby's face. Now, I had no idea, but my son sends me this video the other day of an ultrasound, because she's going in to see the doctor every couple of 3 weeks, and they're watching the progress of the child developing. The last one we saw with the arms beginning to develop and the spine, she's about almost 5 months pregnant. But now this picture that I saw of the baby's face, Ken, it's amazing. I remember, you're the first person ever did any ultrasounds on me. I didn't even know what it was before. But it really is very vivid. So I guess I'm wondering out loud here about that and how maybe that's a breakthrough. Is it good to be able to see what's going on with the baby? But also this specific thing that came from an annual overview of embryology. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Is it when women are pregnant, should they stay away from pain medication?
Okay. A couple of things you mentioned. Yes, the advance in technology of imaging the fetus in the womb is dramatic. It's amazing.
It is.
And, I was watching my daughter in 1995 and 96 by ultrasound, and what you can see today, the definition is dramatically improved. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in general, drugs in pregnancy, over the counter, above the counter, whatever, pill, potion, whatever, do not put anything in your mouth before you talk to your provider. And I'm not giving out medical advice here, but usually the pain reliever of choice during pregnancy is acetaminophen brand Tylenol. But don't take it until you talk to your provider, and don't put anything in your mouth in terms of any kind of pill or potion, over-the-counter prescription, unless you clear it with your doctor.
That's an NS. You've taught me about those. This non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
That's a non-narcotic analgesic antipyretic. Boy, that's a mouthful. It's not an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
I'm sure glad I asked.
Ibuprofen or aspirin.
Mm-hmm. Is there more of a problem this year with toxic algae because of the weather in the Northeast and the Northwest? A lot of beaches have been closed down because of algae. Is that something new? What do you know about, and what does it happen where you are down in Florida where people can go on the water year-round?
Well, toxic algae is a problem that is around, and it's an old problem. It's not a new problem, and it is an issue that it waxes and wanes. One year it's a little better, one year it's a little worse, but it's been around, and
it has to do with the amount of moisture we've had in the Northeast. Nothing but rain for the last 2 weeks. I think it probably comes from that, doesn't it? At least in part.
It's really a natural part of lakes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up. Medicare, should they be covering the new Alzheimer's drug that's around? Apparently there's a new one called Aduhelm. Have you heard of that? Aduhelm.
Well, they've decided to split the difference, and they're going to cover it for mild Alzheimer's, and that's been the decision.
Really? All right. So there they are, questions and answers from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week at this time with a lot of information. It's hard sometimes to absorb it all, but it really is good as we move forward, especially as people have lots of questions about COVID and the Delta. You can find them here. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.